You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Learn English Vocabulary. My name is Jack, and I'm making this podcast for you to learn or revise English vocabulary. You can find a transcript of this podcast on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. There's a page for this podcast with the transcript, an activity, and a task for you to do in the comments section. This week, I have three podcasts about films. These podcasts cover some of the language from the English Focus Conversation Course lesson on films. In each of these podcasts, I'm going to describe a film, and I want you to try to work out what film I'm describing. After that, I'll talk about the vocabulary, and then I'll replay the film description so you can hear the language again. Here is the third film description. This is the last of the film descriptions, and this one is a little bit shorter. What film am I describing? The third film that I want to talk about is a biopic of Freddie Mercury, the lead singer of the British rock band Queen. The film follows young Freddie as he joins his bandmates, and together they start writing and playing music as Queen. The film covers Freddie's life and his relationship with his friends and band members up until the 1985 Live Aid concert. I was born in 1979, so Queen had released some of their biggest records before I was born. I grew up with Queen, hearing Freddie Mercury on the radio, dancing to Queen songs at school discos and birthday parties. The band released massive songs throughout my childhood, and the first single I bought was by Freddie Mercury. In the film, the band is seen dipping in popularity, and the relationships between the band members are not good up until the performance at Wembley for Live Aid, which brought the band renewed fame and popularity. I'm not sure that the band's popularity really dipped that much, but I was only six when these events took place, and it makes for a good story. When Freddie takes to the stage at the end of the film, the actor that played him recreated his performance on stage perfectly, and that made the scene more powerful. I was not really convinced by Rami Malek, who plays Freddie. I suppose I only ever knew Queen and Freddie Mercury from their performances on stage, and I think that Freddie may well have been as shy and withdrawn as Malick's portrayal, but I wasn't really sold on his performance. Do you know what film I'm describing? The answer is Bohemian Rhapsody. I enjoyed this film, but not as much as the other two. I described the film as a biopic. A biopic is a portmanteau, that is, a new word made by combining two words. The words are biography and picture. So it's a biography picture, a biopic. This means the film tells the story of a person's life, or at least tells part of their story. So any film that's based on real events in a person's life can be called a biopic. I said that the film follows the fortunes of young Freddy. If a film follows someone, then the film is about that person and the audience gets to watch that person as they go through their adventures. If a film is powerful, it makes you feel strong emotions. Often, this means that a film makes you cry. Instead of saying that the film made you cry, you say it was very powerful. You might also describe a film as powerful if it has a strong message that makes you think a lot about the topic. Recently, there was a film called Don't Look Up, which was about the way the media and politicians, in their desire for popularity, will encourage people to ignore problems. It was very powerful. I said that I was not convinced by Rami Malek as Freddie Mercury. This means I did not find his performance convincing. I did not find him believable as Freddie Mercury. I think he looked too innocent, too young. If an actor's performance is really good, especially if the character they're playing is unusual or really evil, you can say that they were very convincing. They made you believe in their character and the story.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
The last word from the description I want to look at is the noun portrayal. This is similar to a performance when the performance is of a real person. To portray means to represent someone or something. So an artist might paint a picture to portray ideas about youth or beauty. In a film, the actors portray their characters, and the whole film portrays a story or a time in the past. The noun form is portrayal. So you might say, I didn't like the film's portrayal of London's 70s culture, but I did like the actor's portrayal of their character. I think the important thing is that a portrayal represents or describes something that's true. So even if a character is fictional, there may be aspects of a performance where an actor gets to portray something real, like anger or grief. I know that this language wasn't in the description, but just for fun, do you know what Bohemian Rhapsody means? Bohemian describes something from Bohemia. Bohemia today is the western half of Czechia, but it's been a kingdom or duchy for hundreds of years. However, Bohemian has another meaning which comes from a French literary and social movement from the 19th century. There were a group of unconventional people who rejected property and tried to live free lives full of artistic expression. They dressed in a style of traditional clothing that some people identified as having come from Bohemia, though there is no real link between Bohemia in Czechia and Bohemian lifestyles. Today, the phrase makes people think of a kind of hippie style. In music, a rhapsody is a piece that doesn't follow a formal structure and expresses strong feelings and emotions. There are some famous pieces of music that are rhapsodies, like Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. The noun is also used to describe other artistic expressions that are very emotional, so a poem might be described as a rhapsody. So a Bohemian rhapsody is an expressive piece of music with no formal structure that is unconventional and free. Okay, that's not so much vocabulary today, but I hope it's all useful. Listen to the description of Bohemian Rhapsody again to hear the language in context. The third film that I want to talk about is a biopic of Freddie Mercury, the lead singer of the British rock band Queen. The film follows young Freddie as he joins his bandmates, and together they start writing and playing music as Queen. The film covers Freddie's life and his relationship with his friends and band members up until the 1985 Live Aid concert. I was born in 1979, so Queen had released some of their biggest records before I was born. I grew up with Queen, hearing Freddie Mercury on the radio, dancing to Queen songs at school discos and birthday parties. The band released massive songs throughout my childhood, and the first single I bought was by Freddie Mercury. In the film, the band is seen dipping in popularity, and the relationships between the band members are not good up until the performance at Wembley for Live Aid, which brought the band renewed fame and popularity. I'm not sure that the band's popularity really dipped that much, but I was only six when these events took place, and it makes for a good story. When Freddie takes to the stage at the end of the film, the actor that played him recreated his performance on stage perfectly, and that made the scene more powerful. I was not really convinced by Rami Malek, who plays Freddie. I suppose I only ever knew Queen and Freddie Mercury from their performances on stage, and I think that Freddie may well have been as shy and withdrawn as Malek's portrayal, but I wasn't really sold on his performance. I hope you have enjoyed these film podcasts. Next week, I'm going to be talking about technology, and we'll look at some vocabulary related to science and some cutting-edge applications. If you have enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a comment or a review, and don't forget that you can read the transcript for this podcast and complete some language activities on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. Thanks for listening.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.